Hey guys, it's your lady gang, Jack Vanek, Kelty Knight, and Becca Tobin. Thank you so much for subscribing on iTunes, and thanks for supporting the great sponsors who make it possible for us to have this much fun with you every single week for free.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the lady gang.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The lady gang.
Things are about to change around here.
Each week, we catch up with Hollywood's hottest girl posse, Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Hello, 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 Hollywood's hottest girl posse. I am the Gigi. Across from me is Bella.
And I don't want to be Bella. I want to be Kendall.
Okay, you can be Kendall and you can be Bella.
I don't want to be Bella.
Why? Bella is beautiful.
I don't know.
Really? I think she's pretty. I mean, she bought her face and it was a good purchase.
I would like to buy a new face.
I wouldn't be upset. Me too. Girl, call me. Okay. I'm Becca Tobin, actress, Bella Hadid enthusiast, and blogger at theladygang.com. Across from me, Kelty Knight.
And I love my sister, Kylie.
Oh my God, you're so
you're
weird.
An idiot.
She likes to role play, and she is an entertainment journalist. She's on every red carpet. She interviews George Clooney and Julia Roberts and all those cool people. To my right, Jack Vanek, clothing designer of jackvanek.com.
Hey.
And she used to be a MySpace it girl.
Yes, I still am a MySpace it girl.
Is there MySpace?
No.
No.
Remember, she told the story about how all her photos got taken down?
Oh, so sad.
But they
sad.
Rebooted it, and then it went away again.
Yeah.
My fun fact for this week
is
that I was a competitive gymnast.
What?
Mm-hmm. Did you not know this?
Can you do the tumbles?
I can still do back handsprings.
Really?
What?
Well, yeah. That's because you're small.
No, it's because I'm gifted.
Becca can do back handsprings.
It's because I am gifted and I'm an athlete.
Wow.
Yeah, I did competitive gymnastics and I got medals. I wore a long sleeve bedazzled leotard.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did. Yeah, I did.
Did you know that's win what anything? Stunted your growth?
No, it didn't. It
100%.
Didn't.
Probably. All the gymnasts are short.
Or the fact that everyone in my family is short. They didn't do gymnastics.
I think it might be that.
I don't think it stunts your growth unless you're like an Olympian.
It stunts your booby growth.
Yeah, your boobies don't grow.
Okay. Well, I think there's like...
That might also be
a million... I there's so much evidence against your theory. I think their growth is stunted and their boobies are stunted because when they're in those years of that we're all normally going through puberty, they're working out so hard and they're like building up all this muscle and not eating enough.
Do they delay their periods because of that?
Yeah, none of the girls I did gymnastics with got their periods until...
So there's not enough fat on you.
Yeah, no body fat. I mean, I'm similar now.
So
okay, what is your fun fact?
My fun fact is my first crush in life was the Green Power Ranger.
You've used that before.
You're running out of fun facts about yourself.
Because I never write them down.
I guess you're not fun.
I'm not fun.
That's her fun fact, that she's not fun. Okay. Kelty, what's yours?
I am boring.
My fun fact is that... Oh, God, am I fun? No. I got this. I live 2 houses down from a skating rink. And when I was in
roller skating,
ice skating.
Right now,
no, like when I was a kid.
Oh, so
and when
you
I was in grade 5, I went on a skate date.
A skate date,
ice
skating.
That's a fun fact.
With Darren from my jazz class.
Okay,
like jazz dancing.
Yeah,
is Darren a homosexual?
I don't know what Darren does now.
Kelty likes
but he
gay
had
guys.
A white Club Monaco T-shirt that he wore in jazz class and on our skate date, and I thought it was pretty.
Did
high.
You check the label or did it say Club Monaco across?
I'm sure
it said Club Monaco across.
Wow, Darren.
It's
hey,
pretty cool.
I bet Darren dates boys.
Anyway, that's all I got.
I like skate dates. Okay, it's time for...
Good week.
Yes, it is.
Bad week.
Oh, no.
I'm going to start.
Yep.
Do it.
Yep. Okay. Bad week. Very simple. I get bikini waxes. I don't look forward to them. They're not fun. And it's taken me years and years and years to find, like, the place that's convenient as well as the wax that's good and the waxer that you vibe with.
Mm-hmm.
My waxer left.
Oh, no.
Yeah. What do you do now?
Get lasered.
I'm so angry. I am so upset. She didn't leave a note. She didn't call.
Wait, she didn't tell you she was going.
She didn't even tell me.
Did you ask where they went?
No.
Where she went?
Did she give up waxing? Did your vagina make her quit her job forever?
Maybe.
She might have moved to a nearby place so you
it's
could go
so
see her again. It's
upsetting.
I'm surprised she didn't live like a forward.
I know.
Also find me at...
One time, I felt like we were so close that she even, I guess every month they get a free wax that they can give away. She hooked me up with the free wax.
That's nice.
She's like, I'm going to let you use my free wax this month. Like, we were friends. She's gone.
Apparently not.
You got to find a new waxer.
It's upsetting.
That is upsetting.
It is awkward, like, when someone sees your vag for the first time. Like, it's nice to...
I just, like, she was fast. She was easy. Like, she had a... I like when people talk to me during a wax.
I was going
to
say, do you guys chat?
I need to be distracted.
Yeah.
And sometimes I just... Okay, so that was my bad week. Mm-hmm. It's pretty bad. My good week is that... I have one of the many benefits of being married. Do you want to hear about it?
Lower taxes.
Nope.
Oh.
Bomb-ass health insurance.
Yay! Wait, are you on Zach's health insurance?
I am officially an adult because I got seriously psyched to find out, because we compared, because through the Screen Actors Guild, I can also get a pretty good insurance.
Yeah,
it's expensive.
It's like, for me, it's not bad. For me, it's not bad. And it's good, and like the coverage is good, whatever. But my husband works in the medical field, and it is bomb. Like, I'm pretty sure I could get a nose job covered.
No, my husband's health insurance covers if you want to transition from woman to man.
That's the whole thing?
Incredible.
Isn't that incredible? Yeah. Wow. Covers any of that. And it also covers IVF.
Okay, that's good.
Oh, that's amazing.
I need to check on the IVF. That should be something. That angers me that it's not covered across the board. 100%. Don't even get me freaking started. Okay. All right. That was mine. Wasn't that nice and brief?
It was brief. I'm brief.
Okay.
I'll go. So for my good week, I'm just going to shout out our Facebook group because it is the shit and we have almost,
I love them,
8,000 members, and we have so many like off groups.
Yeah.
From
it's crazy.
Facebook.
Yeah. Like Lady Gang Mommies and Lady Gang Weddings
and Fitness. And yeah. There's a politics group
and the Bachelor group.
Barf.
What? I'm not in the Bachelor group.
Are you? Oh my God. It's the
best. Add me, guys.
There's like workout groups. There's all these different groups, but my favorite group
is
a secret spy group that a couple of the girls from the Lady Gang started, and all they do is, number one, they're petty as hell and it's amazing, and they just like take like different drama that's happening from all these different groups and just analyze it and talk shit, and it's amazing.
Oh my gosh.
And sounds right up our alley.
I thought when you said spy, I thought it's the type of thing where if someone has like a private Instagram account and you're like, I need to see them, I need to follow them.
Oh, they would do, they'd be the person to like follow.
Okay, so they can like go and like do some recon.
Yeah, because there's been like a couple instances in our Facebook group where like shit's gone awry.
Yeah.
And these girls have like gone
and
investigated. There's like 20 girls.
Oh my God.
And so I'm in it and I never post anything, but I'll like different comments so they know that I'm lurking.
Oh.
I love the Lady Gang group.
I love us
so much.
It
like brightens my life when I go on the Facebook.
Everyone's amazing.
Everyone's amazing. And if you're not in our Facebook group, what you do is you go to Facebook and then you search the Lady Gang, Lady Gang all one word, and then it'll come up group and it'll say closed group. And then you click on closed group and then we will maybe
admit you. And unfortunately, I know we have guy listeners and we love our guy listeners, but I'm sorry, it's a place for women. We talk about vaginas and sex, and
we had to kick out some guys.
We're sorry.
Out all the guys. There are some guys in there.
To be more specific, if you're a heterosexual male,
you're out.
Yeah. And we're really sorry that we're discriminating. We're probably going to get a lawsuit against us, and like, I'm very sorry.
We're being sexist.
We are, but we're talking about like personal, you know, issues that girls don't want to, like, you know, they don't feel comfortable, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Okay. So,
but it's the best group ever.
So
you're not in it. Bye.
Bye.
So my bad week is, I never realized how much I love TSA PreCheck.
Oh, it's amazing.
Until it just doesn't show up on my boarding pass one day.
Oh, it's the end of the world.
That's my biggest fear.
So the other day, I was flying, and I was, like, running late, and I'm, like, running through, trying to go through security, and I, like, go through the PreCheck line, and the lady's like, nope, go through the regular line.
No.
So I'm like, oh, God, and I'm like, to go back and, like, get it. There's, like, so many people in the line, and I was also flying Southwest, which is, like, a nightmare.
Bleak.
So I'm like waiting through the line, the normal commoner's line at LAX, which is a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
People like aren't even in line. They're like sitting on the ground. Their shoes are off. Like, it's gross.
It's like Skid Row.
It really is. People have tents. So I'm like going through And the lady in front of me is going so damn slow.
I can't.
So slow.
It's making me angry.
And I'm like, oh my God, come on, lady. Like, I'm late, whatever. And then she goes, like, put her bag through and sort of, like, leans over and then turns to me and then throws up.
What?
On the ground at my feet.
No.
And it touched my toes.
No.
That's why you should not be flying with an open-toed shoe.
Just on the offshoot chance that somebody
Listen,
throws up 100%.
On your feet. You need full feet coverage.
You do. I actually have a rule. First of all, I don't want to, like, that's disgusting. But, like, I do have a rule. I don't want to see your toes or your armpits at flight. An airport no, or like, on an airplane.
There's not wear a tank top.
No, don't want to see your toes.
There's also that Curb episode where, like, Larry yes. flies with a guy and he's wearing shorts. Yes. And he's like, I don't want to look at your legs.
I wore shorts once and it was a major mistake.
It's disgusting.
Yeah. You stick to the seat that's sticky and you don't know what's sticky from. Is it poop?
And
is
like we've up? All left yeah. a snail trail on a seat before.
So have we all?
Yes. And they don't really clean those seats.
No.
I clean mine.
You can only imagine how much discharge is on your thighs.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, I'm sorry.
That's disgusting.
Done.
Yeah, it was so, yeah. Ugh.
First of all, I'm going to start with my good week. So I was having a conversation with my mother, who, if you can imagine, is a lot like me as a mom. And we had like a 45-minute conversation about why rules are important and why they cannot be broken ever. And it was like pretty much the highlight of my year because I always felt like, where did I get this weird need for rules and why am I so crazy? And then when
Canadians love rules.
When I talked to her, I was like, oh my God, we're the same. And you're right. Like when there's a stop sign, you should stop. And like when it's your turn, your boarding group, you should board. And like,
I agree with that one.
Don't steal things. And like, it made me so happy. So thanks, Mom. Even though I told you as a rule, do not listen to this podcast. So if you're listening to this, then you have broken a rule.
This is the first time you've realized you're like your mom.
No, I knew I was like my mom in a lot of ways, but like
that was
just having like someone pat me on the back and be like, you've been right all along. Rules are important. It felt defining.
Okay.
Here's my bad week. So my husband, Chris, gets a Facebook or Instagram message. I can't remember what, because I was so shocked. From an old girlfriend. And I have now been reminded that you dated people before me, which is already revolting. And she has cross-sectioned a photo of me and her and sent it to him and said, oh my God, you really must have a type. Are we the same or what? And this girl
Ew.
Was a hideous beast.
Can I see the pic?
No, I didn't save it.
Oh.
I threw up on your toes.
What's her name?
I have no idea. I don't want to know, and I don't care. And
did
also,
he tell you, or did you find
it? No, he showed it to me. He was like, look at this. And I was like, what?
She's also a psycho.
Who the hell does
but
that?
But I guess he does have something in common.
Because you would totally do that.
I would not do that.
You made me
I bet you put a picture of Jack and yourself together and sent it to Voldemort.
I bet you did.
And
never.
Oh, my
God.
The
same.
That's crazy.
I think it's
Is
really
she
creepy.
Like your age?
Here's the thing. Chris was like a 7, and then I fixed him up to a 10, and now all those bitches want back at him because he's successful and he dresses well and he's a nice guy and they see him like...
And he's tall.
He's tall and he's sexy and he's a total catch. Mm-hmm. But when I met him, he was like a little bit of a band nerd. And like I have fixed him up into the stud muffin he is, and now all these ladies are coming out of the woodwork like, ooh, I see them on Instant. Really missed out. Yeah, you did. And he's mine. So get the hell away from ma.
Ooh.
Zing. What's coming, Kelty?
Coming up, we have a guest who's going to talk about weddings.
I'm so excited.
Okay, what's going on? Now, here's the Lady Gang.
Here's what's going on. Our guest today is Cut from Lady Gang DNA. She's Becca's uber-successful sister, who is also a mommy of two babies and an attorney who just made partner at her firm. So basically, she leads a life that we all know nothing about. Please welcome to the Lady Gang, Becca's older, awesome sissy, Jessica.
Hi.
Welcome. Hi, Jess. Okay, so...
What's it like to have a real job?
Just kidding.
Seriously.
Please okay. tell us.
Much, much more glamorous.
It was way more glamorous than what we do.
I want to begin by asking, let's hear
Are
it.
Are you going to choke?
What's it like...
She's choking.
What was it like growing up with Becca Tobin as a sissy?
Give us the scoop.
What was it like? It's like having
that friend that you wish you had that would always tell you the truth but never actually does, she tells the truth all the time. So it's great. It's like having a really honest mirror.
So it's been from birth then?
Yes, from birth. Like, do I look fat in this? Yes. You look very fat in this.
Now, we got to meet because we spent time when Becca got married. I want to know what your favorite moment of the wedding was.
My favorite moment... I mean, other than the obvious, like their personal vows, probably when we all got snowed in and stuck at the wedding. Mm-hmm. At first, everyone was like, oh, this is terrible, but it ended up being so much fun.
Yeah.
Because the stress of the wedding and, you know, all of the hype, everyone had sort of relaxed and we were just like snowed in this wonderful hotel with like board games and fireplaces. It was ideal.
Yeah.
That was probably my favorite part.
Well, want to hear one of my highlights from the wedding?
Yeah.
And you don't know this, but my sister was the maid of honor, the only maid at all.
I mean, other than your bridesmaids, Kelty and Jack.
Other than us. So the best friends ever.
The only maid. And she wrote a speech for my rehearsal dinner. And I felt like at that moment, I was like, this is the only time in my whole life that I can make Jessica talk about how awesome I am. Mm-hmm. But guess what? This is the second time in my life. And remember when you emailed me your speech to like have and to hold?
I already regret it.
I have it. I'm not going to make you read the whole thing. When you get to the Zach part, you can just skip that. So just like the first part where you talk about me being amazing, I feel like the world needs to hear this.
Yeah, we do.
Here it is.
Of course we do.
And we were traveling, so we weren't at the rehearsal dinner, so we never heard it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is like we're hearing it for the first time.
Here we go.
And I hate public speaking, and I thought I was only going to have to do this once.
Nope. Here you go. Second time. Take two.
And I'm actually going to talk about that hatred.
Yes.
Despite my chosen profession, I've never been one for public speaking, mostly because I didn't have to be. Becca has always been my voice and my advocate. Starting at age 3, when I was 7, she would go to the counter at fast food restaurants and ask for ketchup because I was too afraid to do it myself. although she's almost 4 years younger, she's been a big sister to me in many ways. She's my best friend, my personal stylist, nutritionist, life coach, marriage therapist, and my cheerleader. I would be lost without her, as evidenced by my average of 3 phone calls per day that will continue without interruption until she answers. If you could figure out how to answer your phone during your podcast or a Barry's Bootcamp class, that would be great.
Amazing.
I'm not sure how I got so lucky to have you, but I'll take it. I even feel lucky when you're sharing the most embarrassing details of my life with the free world on your podcast.
Yes.
I'm talking about the bunch of grapes.
The bundle of grapes.
Hemorrhoids.
So many hemorrhoids.
You're the strongest and hardest working person I know, despite the other day when you only got out of bed to use the bathroom the entire day. But we'll blame that one on the residual dengue fever. Mm-hmm. You've accomplished and overcome more than most people will in a lifetime, and I am and always have been so proud of you. I'm excited to be a part of your life with Zach and make more memories together.
Guys.
That's so nice.
How amazing am I?
How did you find so many nice things to say about you?
Yeah, did you have to really stir it up for like many years to get ready?
I dug really, really deep.
That's why you had to go to like childhood.
Yes. You're like, let me go back to 3. Because 13 was not a great year.
Before you were an asshole? Yeah. Was there such a time?
There was never a time. But yes, thank you for that because, you know, who gets to hear those speeches more than once in their life? And also, like, the thousands and millions of people listening.
And now this will be recorded forever.
Forever.
Now you don't have to ever do it again.
It is really nice. And I also like, I'm just going to say this, I mean, I wasn't there for that speech, but you made it about her. Like, how many times have you had a maid of honor that's like, do you remember when we went to Cuba? And you're like, I don't know what the...
Crazy time when I did this.
Yeah.
You guys, I was at a wedding recently and one of the bridesmaids got so bombed.
Oh no.
She got up on stage and was so crazy and rambling and it went on and on and on. And she's like to the groom, let's say his name is John. John, I'm giving you a piece of me. And she rips out her heart, like motions ripping out her heart and throwing it to him across the dance floor.
So many things.
It was so amazing.
I
Love that.
Wasn't that amazing? I'm giving you a piece of me.
Yep.
Was she crying?
Crying.
Oh my God.
Crying.
Oh, get over it.
It's incredible.
Now back to the Lady Gang.
Okay, Jessica, so a lot of people, we went on the secret Facebook group and I said, listen, we're having a super successful young professional mother on the show. None of these Hollywood types know anything about this.
No.
But you're actually pretty relatable probably to the ladies who listen to us because you have a real job and you got babies. So I have some questions that they sent in that I want to ask you and I want you to be really honest, okay?
Okay.
Are you peeing your pants all the time now that you've had children?
Not anymore.
When does it go away?
It does. If you're lucky, it goes away. But there is a period of time where
Remember when you used to laugh and fart?
No, I don't remember that.
Or was it like queefing? Like you couldn't control.
She couldn't control her holes.
Happening down there.
Like you couldn't control your holes.
Yes. So gross.
You felt completely out of control.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. You got it back. You can control it.
Yeah, you can control it.
Okay. Now, when you're not a celebrity and you're not going to be like on the cover of Us Weekly, body after baby 6 weeks, like what really happens? How long does it take for body to come back?
I'll let you know.
It's hard, right?
It's hard. Like our mom, who's like all big on like research, says,
yeah,
she always said it takes 2 years for everything to go back to where it started. Which is kind of true. Like, it doesn't ever go back to exactly where it was before, but, like, I think eventually your hips and your ribs and everything goes back to close to where it was, but it took me a full 2 years.
And so, like, it's not just the weight you gain, right? Like, your actual muscle skeleton, like, expands, right?
Yes.
So even if you lost the weight, you're still wearing a size jean bigger? Is that what's happening?
Exactly, yes. I mean, unless you're a freak.
unless you're in Hollywood.
I don't know.
Unless you're in Hollywood. And even then, like, I guess maybe you're compressing your hips and your ribs together.
Do your ribs stay out for a while?
A little bit,
That's so weird.
I mean, your organs are in weird places.
Right.
For a long time. So, I mean, it's not going to happen overnight. Social media has sort of ruined that for people like me because you look and you're like, everyone else looks so great 2 days after they push out a baby.
Yeah, these Instagram models are looking awesome.
The worst. Yes,
the worst. But unless you're like starving yourself while you're pregnant and working out every day, like it's going to take a long time.
Were you ready? A lot of our girls wrote, I've been with my guy, my career is good, but I just don't feel ready. Do you ever feel ready?
You never feel ready. And I've had a lot of girlfriends that ask me, like, how do you know when you're ready? Like, you sort of know, like, oh, I think I could have a baby, but this is not the right time. You know, I still have so much more I want to do. Like, you just have to do it. And we're programmed to, like, once it happens, you're okay with it. You're great with it. But I think if you wait till, like, feeling the right moment, you're never going to do it.
Do you ever regret it?
Never.
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 There's never a time where you're like, I would like to just sleep till noon.
Oh, I mean, every day I wish I could sleep till noon.
But if that meant not having the children.
Yeah, you wouldn't change it for the world.
No, I wouldn't. And everyone like says that. It's so cliche, but it's so true.
It's true. She's not bullshitting. Because there's times when I've been with her children, and because they're not mine, I'll be like, your kid is being a dick right now. How are you dealing with him? And she's like, I don't ever see him like that. Obviously, she's aware when her kid's being a dick. Mm-hmm. But, like, I, at that point, I'm like, can we take him back to wherever you bought him? And instead, she has, like, all the patience in the world to, like, discipline him and make sure he doesn't turn into a big a-hole when he's an adult.
I mean, there are no guarantees there. But
how expensive are kids, really?
It depends. They're more expensive if you work, because the most expensive part about having kids when they're little is nannies. Daycare and nannies and taking care of them while you're out making money. It's as expensive as you want it to be. If you want them wearing like designer baby clothes and having the best baby bag and you want great, you know, the high-end diapers and products and strollers, then they're really, really expensive. But they don't have to be.
I will say that your money that used to go towards, like, your clothes and your things is now just basically going to the kids.
It's like doggy. Like,
they're my best accessory. Like, instead of buying shoes, I just dress them really cute. And no one looks at me. They look at them.
Yeah. So you're not really spending extra.
Yeah. So then it doesn't matter if I have baby weight either because no one's looking.
I love that. What has to give? Because my dad always said to me, baby girl, you can have it all. You just can't have it all at the same time. But here you are. You have a very successful career, just made partner. Obviously, that's a lot of work hours. And then you have kids. But, like, what are you sucking at? Like, something has to give, right?
Yeah. I mean, your dad's absolutely right. And I always say that, like, you can't have it all. And everything has to give a little bit. And you just sort of, you have to reprioritize and decide, like, I have a limited amount of time, a limited amount of energy. Like, where am I going to allocate this so that it's, like, benefits me the most and keeps me, you know, going and keeps me happy? And for everyone, that's different. For some people, it's like, oh, I want to keep traveling and I want to keep, you know, doing, you know, X, Y, Z. But it's your priorities just sort of come into better focus. And you do everything, like, okay-ish.
But you never feel like you're doing anything great. I mean, I think that's true, like, whether you're, like, a mom or not. It's very rare that you have moments in your life where you're like, I'm just,
I don't know. I have days where, like, career-wise, I can go to bed and I can be like, I am crushing it. And, like, I'm a great wife today and I was a great, like, businesswoman today. But I do know that as soon as kids get in there, it's, like, not going to be like that. Like, I will go back to okay. I will go to sleep at night being like, I could have done something else better.
There's only so many hours in a day, though.
Yeah, you will have days where you're like, I killed it at work today, and my kids are dirty and unfed and screaming. Yeah.
So you never have those moments where you're like...
As soon as I have that moment and I think it...
Something goes wrong.
So I don't even put it out into the universe.
Pop darts for dinner, kids. Yes. Okay, we got this question in many different ways, and we're going to do this one before we move on to Ask the Lady Gang, but... A lot of people said, you know, how do you shut down family members, grandmas, grandpas, moms, dads, in-laws. Whatever, in-laws, who want to tell you how to raise your child or break the rules of, like, you say they can't have this thing, and then grandma and grandpa are like, Cheetos for everyone. Mm. How do you handle this?
You have to pick your battles. Like, if it's really important for you to feed your kids healthy and that's your thing and the grandparents give them Cheetos, then you have to decide, like, this might be where you go to battle. But for me, like, something like that's not a priority. So I'm going to say, okay, feed them Cheetos. I'm just going to, like, roll my eyes and let it go. And then other things I might say, okay, this is the thing that I'm going to have to say something about. But you pick your battles. And then it sort of depends on your personality. Like, I'm pretty passive aggressive, I think. So you can... You tell me things and give me advice, but ultimately I'm going to do what I was going to do to begin with. But I will listen to your opinion and I will respect it, but I'm not necessarily going to do it.
I think the battles that you pick just from watching is like, it's like cautionary and safety. Like, some people will put a kid in a taxi cab without its car seat because it's just like, you can't, there's so many things when you're traveling with a kid and you're like, what's one ride? Like, she's the person who, if you ever put her child in a car, not correctly in the car seat, she will throw herself in front of that car to make sure it doesn't move. So, like,
I will.
Yeah, but then it's like you're very laid back with the things that, like, in your mind just don't matter. And in the grand scheme of things, like, I think that's the smartest thing to really care about is, like, your
safety.
Kid not dying.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's, like, logical.
I mean, my kids have had Chick-fil-A for dinner the last three nights. But
they've been strapped into car seats perfectly.
That's the thing. There is so many parents out there that'll be like, oh, my God, gluten-free. Vegan, this, and then are like, oh, I don't care where my kid is.
Yeah.
Don't wear shoes.
Yeah.
On the streets of New York.
Or, like,
that's just a heroin needle. You're fine.
Exactly.
Or, like, don't care about their schoolwork or anything like that. It's like, yeah, it's probably the most realistic of what you care about.
Yeah, just don't die. Be as healthy as you could be.
Yeah.
You just have to pick your battles.
Yeah.
You do you. Okay. Yes. When we come back, our real life superwoman, I'll mention it again, partner at a law firm, mother of two children, cute haircut, will help you figure out your life.
Crushing it.
Hey, ladies! Get funky.
Ask the Lady Gang.
And we're back. Before we start, Ask the Lady Gang, if you guys want 20% off of jackvanek.com, use code LADYGANG. And you've listened to this before, so you know what the deal is.
Yes.
You're probably our most successful person that we've had on the podcast.
100%.
Like, in life.
I mean, there was that time with Ryan Murphy, but it's a different kind of
success.
This is like real life success.
Jessica's like the smartest human. You're not a fraud.
Everybody feels like a fraud.
Jessica is the smartest person. I mean, can you imagine my parents had this, like, perfect child with straight A's and then I came along?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
I am pretty perfect.
See, told you. Okay, our first question comes from Miranda. Miranda says, how do you handle when your guys go to strip clubs? I'm getting married and I know my fiance's friends will have strippers at his party. I want to be the cool girl and act like it doesn't bug me, but it does. How do you put your foot down while being calm-ish and without being a controlling bitch? I want him to be able to tell me things without having to filter anything.
I'm going to tell you a story. A friend of a friend at his bachelor party, sorry, went to the strip club with his guys for like a fun, no nonsense night, cheated on his wife he was going to marry the next weekend, and ended up not getting married to her and dating the stripper for like a year.
Wait, no.
Do not send your men to the strip club. Good night.
Your husband told me this story.
But here's what I'm going to say, and I'm going to play devil's advocate. There are men that you can just look at and know, even though you're married, I can see you running off with a stripper. You know what I mean? Like, like Zach, for example, like, he'll go with his guy friends, but, like, he can barely make eye contact with me. Like, I don't think he's at a strip club being like, yeah, jump on this, honey. Like, I'd be like, who is that person? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So right. I feel like you kind of know.
Well, there's two types of guys. It's like a guy you're going to trust at a strip club and a guy that you're not going to trust.
Marry the guy you would trust at a strip club.
But I think that this girl doesn't seem to, like, not trust him. I think it's just the idea of the strip club makes her feel, unnerving.
The idea of a strip club made me very uncomfortable. If you guys remember, I talked about this on the podcast. And I had a fight with my husband about him going. And then I went to one and I was like, I'm not uncomfortable anymore because it's gross.
It's fine.
The girl's vagina, I could smell from my seat. There's nothing appetizing about it. Like, I could smell the, like, dank vag at my seat. It was disgusting.
What do you think?
I mean, I think you sort of have to trust them enough to, like, make adult decisions. And if you have reservations to begin with, then, like, maybe you need to be questioning why you have reservations.
There's a deeper issue.
Yeah. I mean, my husband's not, like, a big strip club guy, but he certainly has occasions where his friends are going for a bachelor party or one reason or another. Right. And, like, I genuinely believe that, like, if he had his choice, it would be to go somewhere other than the strip club, but he's going to go along with it because that's what his friends are doing.
Right.
So you sort of have to know.
Yeah.
Know what you're doing.
You know or you don't know. Okay, our second question comes from Faye. She says, my boss is, for the lack of a better word, a dick. He talks down to me constantly and makes me feel like an idiot despite me trying my best to impress him. I work in the media industry and I'm working towards a career so I can be a girl boss, but he is making it so difficult and I just want to give up. Have you got any advice on dealing with a difficult boss? He is the worst and I need some girl power advice.
That's a tough one.
I mean go.
On one hand, it's like it's sort of part of making your way through your career. So as long as he's not, like, disrespecting you or belittling you, if it's just like he's just a dick, sometimes putting up with that is what's going to make you, like, achieve more and learn more, and you learn how to deal with different personalities, which is really going to benefit you in the long run. So I think you really have to assess, like, what it's doing to you personally and decide whether it's something you can withstand.
But yeah.
If Jessica were a Hollywood actress, her answer would have been, if it doesn't make you happy, you should just leave.
Then just leave and, like, get another job.
If he's making you unhappy, life is short. Like, don't care about the money. It'll come.
That was a really good answer, not what I expected, because it's not usually what we hear.
No.
Yeah, I think that...
You have to, like, suck it up and deal with it, because that's life.
To some extent. And is he an asshole to everybody? If he is, probably. Then, like, who cares? Don't take it personally.
Yeah, he's just a
dick.
And,
like, there are certain people that are notorious for being assholes, and, like, if you've worked for that person, like, it gives you a talking point in interviews. People are like, oh, you worked with
how'd you survive? I'm barely. I think I always say people that get to that certain level of power, they don't do it by, like, making everyone feel incredible. They do it by being hard, because the people that are, like, hard tend to get what they want. And we've talked about this a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, the nice, delicate flowers of the world, we get trampled on. And so I think you have to respect that, learn from it, and journal your feelings.
Yeah.
Write letters to your asshole boss that no one will ever see. Get it out of your system. Don't find a way to release it, whether it be therapy or talking to your mom or talking to your sister or whatever it is. Don't hold it inside. But honestly, if there's the grass is never greener, there is an asshole at the top of every company.
Yeah, and
except the lady gang.
Yeah.
I'm definitely the asshole of this
company.
Well,
you're right. Some of our interns in the future are going to be like,
Kelsey's
my boss is
a slave driver.
But you're not mean. You're just like,
hard.
Anal is all hell.
Yeah. It's time to do our jobs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well,
that we don't get paid for.
Yeah. It's time to do our internship now. I've got to say, yeah, like at any company, you're going to run into like difficult people and you have to take it as like a learning experience and like how you're going to deal with things. And yeah, don't take it personally because he's probably just a dick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And don't stay too long if you don't want to be perpetually unhappy, but
yeah,
get what you can out of the company and the position.
Right, you're not going to be there forever.
Also, when I was younger, like in my early 20s, when I had experiences with you know, people above me, authority, that were like, that I felt like they were dicks, it was really kind of like, yes, they were sort of hard and tough and whatever, but I was also very insecure. So I read into things as being personal attacks on me and how terrible and how condescending, but like in hindsight, I was just so insecure that no matter what they said to me, I was going to turn it into me not being adequate enough for them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's like, just get a little confidence. And like, if he's a dick, he's a dick.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Our last question comes from Morgan. Morgan says, I've been dating my current boyfriend for the past 2 years. He's a great guy and super good to me, but he does come with his flaws, like everybody. I feel like he is a little too controlling and wants me to be someone I'm not. For example, I'm a young college girl who wants to go out and party, but I feel judged by him if I do. I keep thinking about breaking up with him and experiencing being single, but I get scared as he has some sort... I get scared as he has sort of become part of my identity. What should I do so I don't look back and resent these years of my life?
Oh, God.
Run.
Yeah. Here's what you can do.
Yeah.
You have to sit down with yourself and be like, what are things that I want to be allowed to do and I think are completely acceptable in a relationship? You have to start doing them and you have to say to him, I am doing this. And you either have to be okay with it or we have to reevaluate the relationship. You kind of have to break them. Because if you keep saying like, oh, I really want to go to this bar with my girlfriends tonight. And then like you see the disappointed look on his face and know that you're going to have to kind of deal with that. So instead of having fun, you stay back with him. Like that's a lifetime of holding back on having fun and like giving up who you are. Mm-hmm. So you have to be like, this is who I am. This is what I'm going to do. I will never disrespect you, but I need this or I'm gone.
And if this is happening, I know they've been dating 2 years, but she's obviously young. Like, if this is happening this early in your life, in your relationship, yes, you will resent him.
Yes.
He'll probably resent you, and it probably won't end up working out in the end anyways if it keeps going the way that it's going.
Have you seen that movie Room? Like, I feel like at some point he's going to lock you in a ship.
Yeah.
So, like, just please be careful. Yeah.
You've never been with someone possessive.
I haven't, and it wouldn't work very well.
No.
But yeah, to the extent that you're concerned because your identity is tied up in him, like that's going to be true of any relationship. You just have to
break it.
Find your individual identity again.
Yeah.
And you'll be just fine.
And it might be like, let's take a break, buddy.
Mm-hmm. It might be, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, well, Jessica, do you want us to follow you on Instagram or you just want to pretend this never
happened?
She's
private.
Private.
Cool. Well,
but yes, please. Then I will have 217 followers.
Ooh, oh, my gosh. Get it, girl.
God, I feel so famous right now. And I do want to mention, Becca, are you friends with me because I remind you of your sister? Because, P.S., we have the same haircut. We're wearing the same sweater.
Oh, my God. You guys are twins actually, and we're twins.
We're legitimately twins right now.
You guys actually do remind me of each other. There are moments.
I knew I liked you,
Kelty. Yeah.
I'm so glad you didn't point out what most people say when they meet us.
What?
Oh, my God. You guys look so much alike, except she has great cheekbones. My whole life.
What?
She's got, like, these really good cheekbones, and
They're hidden.
Under the baby fat.
Check again at my 2-year mark. They'll be there.
All right. Like,
how rude.
That is rude.
Guys, make sure you check out our site, theladygang.com, for exclusive blogs, content, shop our style, and our latest episodes.
Nude pics.
While you're there, sign up for our weekly Lady Gang newsletter so you're in the know. Also, make sure you go on over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review and a nice comment, because that's how we get to the top of the charts, just like Britney Spears. Follow us on Instagram at Kelty Knight, at The Lady Gang, at Kelty Knight, at The Lady Gang, at It's Becca Tobin, at Jack Vanek, at The Lady Gang, at Kelty Knight. And we love you so much. And see you next Tuesday. Yay! Woo!
Join the Lady Gang every Tuesday at iTunes and at PodcastOne.com. That's PodcastOne.com. Thanks for listening.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.